think they're already doing that, actually, in this election campaign. I think they're showing they're much wider than the stereotype. I suppose, you know, if I talk to my sister, who's not really got much interest in politics, she'd sort of characterise it as recycling, which she's fed up with. She's just not even bothered about recycling. I'm always on to her about it. Or being anti-car, and she loves cars. She thinks, oh, they won't let me drive my car. So there's that kind of, for people who are not interested, there's that kind of stereotype. And I think what this election has shown you is now it's a party that can compete with any other party in terms of its broad approach. I think in Britain, I think the NHS is always a brilliant way in, because it's the one thing that is for the common good that the majority of people across all parties believe in. There's only a few, I think, that really would want to go over to insurance. And I think the Greens' emphasis on NHS for the common good and being anti-TTIP. Now, I know that's a bit more erudite, this kind of contract that's been negotiated between the EU and America, the US. But it's vital that that's resisted at the European level, because there's no doubt the American corporations have got their eye on the NHS. It's a massive organisation, which if they got 50% of, that's what they're looking to. TTIP will make that easier for them. I'm not saying that people will just hand it over, but it'll make it easier. So I think TTIP has really got to resist it. The Greens are the only ones saying that publicly, so credit to them. So I think the NHS is very important. And I think the whole thing about the economy being anti-austerity, it's almost as though that's a revolutionary politics, because the BBC, nobody ever mentions anti-austerity. We just associate it with those, you know, those Greek maniacs. But there's a big case to be made. There's a lot of economists in this country who believe that the way we're going economically is moronic. It doesn't work. It won't work. And yet we're not allowed to talk about it. The Greens talk about it. And I think we must go forward and get as many kind of people supporting anti-austerity movements, so we don't punish the poor and the sick and the deprived, you know, in order for what? To give away more tax breaks to the 1%? It makes no sense at any level.